With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A large number of mysterious drones have been reported flying over parts of New Jersey in recent weeks and have more recently been spotted over New York City, sparking speculation and concern over who sent them and why. Also on SRNews.com, the FBI says it received a tip from San Francisco police regarding the suspect in the killing of a UnitedHealthcare executive in New York.
The day after a masked gunman killed the UnitedHealthcare CEO on a New York City street, police in San Francisco gave the FBI a potentially valuable tip about the identity of the suspect. He looked like a man who had been reported missing to them the previous month, Luigi Mangione. The FBI confirmed in a statement Friday that San Francisco police provided Mangione's name to the FBI after the NYPD released surveillance images showing the face of the suspected shooter. Julie Walker, New York.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jennifer Tate says parts of the Midwest are bracing for an ice storm.
We've got quite a swath of wintry weather, especially across like the north central United States. And one of the worst potential hazards with this is the ice threat, the freezing rain threat that has affected Iowa in particular.
Elsewhere, a storm prompted the first ever tornado warning in San Francisco and caused some damage. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, South Korea's parliament, has impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his martial law decree. It's a move that ended days of political paralysis, but set up an intense debate over Yoon's fate. The National Assembly passed the motion on a 204-85 vote. This is SRN News. A very religious victory for religious freedom in New York.
Waterville High School has decided to allow a Bible study club to be established after initially rejecting the group as too religious. Under threat of a lawsuit by First Liberty, school officials will allow the club to form, as it has LGBT clubs and other student organizations. First Liberty spokeswoman Keisha Russell says, quote, "By denying the same benefits to the Bible club that it provides to all non-curricular clubs, the school is missing the concept of equal in the Equal Access Act." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Michigan are pressing to pass new abortion laws before the party loses its majority with a legislative session next year and President Trump returning to the White House. Despite the fact that Mr. Trump has vowed to leave the question of abortion to the states, liberal lawmakers in many places are expressing panic. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's important that all interested parties work together to support a Syrian-led transition.
Where the United Nations plays a critical role, particularly when it comes to the provision of assistance, to the protection of minorities, to all the work that needs to happen going forward. So I look forward to this opportunity to compare notes with the envoy and to, again, think through how we can support the Syrian people in this time of both opportunity, but also a real challenge.
Blinken says American officials have been in direct contact with the Syrian rebel group that spearheaded the overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad's government. Elon Musk says the Securities and Exchange Commission wants him to pay a penalty or face charges involving what he disclosed about his purchases of Twitter stock before he bought the social media platform in 2022. More details at SRNnews.com.